The Snook and Brinkerhoff Rebellion and Confession.
Just before James White's breakdown in mid-August, 1865, he and Ellen had attended a special session of the Iowa Conference to deal with the rebellion of its leading officers, B. F. Snook, President, and W. H. Brinkerhoff, Secretary.
Rejection of the visions and opposition to organization, as well as doctrinal differences, were at the heart of the rebellion. Patiently James and Ellen White answered questions and criticisms, and the two men freely acknowledged their mistakes and confessed their wrongs. The July 25, 1865, issue of the Review and Herald carried heartfelt confessions from each of the men, and seemingly the rebellion had been quelled. Explained Snook in his extended confession.
Brother White, permit me, an unworthy worm of the dust, to address the brethren and sisters as follows. I wish to relieve my mind before you, and my God, by confessing that I now feel that I have been led by the wicked one in my movements of late, especially in my opposition to the body. Apparent difficulties in relation to Sister White's visions have been accumulating in my mind for some time. These were magnified by the enemy until doubts resulted in unbelief and rebellion. In this distressed state of mind, I attended the General Conference at Battle Creek last May. While there, my mind was impressed that the church that was fast becoming conformed to the world. Without unbosoming myself to the brethren there, and calling for an explanation, I kept these matters to myself till I had a good opportunity to give vent to my feelings by publishing these matters which were a trial to me, to the brethren away from there. I am now convinced that the church at Battle Creek Fellowship none of the extravagant fashions that I saw there, and I am now led to believe that they are doing what they can to live out the truth and preserve the waymarks of our faith. I wish to say to my good brethren and sisters of the Battle Creek Church that I do most deeply deplore this wrong, and humbly beg them to forgive me. I also beg the pardon of Brother and Sister White for the influence that I have tried to exert against them on account of these things. I also entreat my brethren and sisters in Iowa to forgive me for talking these things to them and thereby inflaming them to wrong feelings. I do most sorrowfully repent of this grievous wrong and pray that God and my brethren may forgive me. The Review and Herald, July 25, 1860. He then reviewed in some detail his experience in rebellion and related how, when the Whites were at the Pilot Grove meeting, he began to see his true position and, as he wrote, began to restore me from my crazy opposition. In his July confession, he returned to one of the main reasons why he had taken the course he did, his attitude toward the visions. There were the visions so full of imaginary wrongs and difficulties, how could I get right on them? I listened to the mighty testimonies of Brother and Sister White, driven home to my heart by the power of God. Hard as I had made my heart, it had to break, and well up with many tears that gushed from my eyes. Thought I, can it be possible that these who speak with so much spirit and power of God are deceivers, are impostors? No, no. Such a thing cannot be. God would not bless the devil's servants with so much of his spirit. I then felt the good spirit of God upon my heart, and the more of that spirit I felt, the better the visions appeared, and the discrepancies and difficulties soon began to take wings and fly away. I now believe firmly that the devil was working upon me for my overthrow and ruin. But I rejoice that God directed Brother and Sister White this way. They truly have been instrumental in my salvation from the devil's snare. I hereby entreat their pardon for the grievous trial and heartrending anguish that I have so wickedly brought upon them. May all my brethren, and may God, forgive me. Ibid.
Snook closed his confession with a reassertion of his confidence in the order and organization in the church.
W. H. Brinkerhoff also confessed. In the heart of his rather extended statement, which was worded much like that of his conference president, B. F. Snook, he declared,
I am now fully satisfied that God is leading this people, and that the visit of Brother and Sister White, and Brother Loughborough, was not only timely, but blessed of God, and under his guidance, and that great good has already resulted therefrom. I went there without any confidence in the testimonies of Sister White, and also with doubts on our position in regard to the sanctuary. I would now say that my feet are taken out of the miry clay, and fixed upon the sure foundation of truth, the testimonies not accepted. Ibid. Brinkerhoff's confession was full and heartfelt, and in his closing paragraph he speaks of the lesson he had learned from the experience. And let me here say that my experience, though a sad one, has taught me that to doubt this truth, and the instrumentalities used to bring it out by the Lord, is to speedily lead one into the enemy's dark dominions, where he can be taken captive at his will. Ibid. There was no hesitancy on the part of those injured, the Battle Creek Church and James and Ellen White, to extend hands of forgiveness. Loughborough, who was with the Whites at the Pilot Grove meeting in late June and early July, stated that a day or two after the meeting he saw each of the men hand their written confessions, from which we have quoted, to James White, and they were soon published. It would be well if the story could close at this point, but it does not.